I remember coming along Berry's Bank once, you're talking about that. Right up until then, it had been British troops with their greatcoat on. It was in the winter, but greatcoat on and a berry, and just stood up the gates, you know. And there was a gate along Berry's Bank Road. Must have been almost along by the volunteers somewhere there. But there was a gate at that particular time. Came along on my bike, minding my own business.
That's the new Berry's Bank Road, once they tarmacked it. The one that's there now.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know if it's still there. The gap is there where it used to be. And I was pedalling along, minding my own business, and all of a sudden, and I couldn't believe my eyes, there was an American soldier stood there with a gun at the ready.
Yeah, and loaded.
He'd got the most biggest, furriest parker that you'd ever seen in your life. He'd got great big gloves on, enormous boots, and the day before when I'd gone past, there was just an ordinary soldier stood there in a greatcoat, but he was dressed as if he was in the middle of the Arctic.
You got the Yeti.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it, you know. Anyway, I don't think the British Army had a gun. If he did, I don't remember. But, I mean, this one had a great big one, and he was marching up and down, and he wasn't going to let anybody in that gate.
Oh, yeah,
I can't remember that gate.
But up there, when Miss Cole and I used to get on our bikes and come, she'd say to me, "Mary, you ride on ahead. He won't stop you. Or if he stops you, you can get on and off your bike easier." And if he did stop me just to have a little chat, she was about a few yards behind, you see, and then he'd wave her on, because she was a little dumpy woman, wasn't she?